We kick off Hour 3 of the Friday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the number you need to bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the stuff on the website is not free because we were ordered by some government bureaucracy to redistribute our archives on the house. It's done on a totally voluntary basis, the way things should be. In fact, last hour we spent some time with Jacob Hornberger in an article that he wrote called The Trouble with Liberals. But this isn't a liberal, nor is it a conservative show, so I'd like to point out that there's plenty of trouble with conservatives as well, and we're going to explore that, but first we're going to go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I was thinking about yesterday. I went to the Harvard Museum of Natural History.
Sounds very interesting.
It was, but they had an exhibit on global climate change and on CO2 levels and whatnot. And they had this part where you watch this little video, and a small group can, you know, take the guy in the video, ask questions to the group, and you can vote yes or no on the questions he asks on these little panels he gives you.
Huh.
As to what you should do, as to what you think should be done about global warming, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of the questions, the second question they asked, a very interesting one, in that he points out that, you know, we're all part of a greater world and not just America counts.
Mm-hmm.
And countries like India and China, who are industrializing and have much higher populations, they're going to need to use all the sorts of new technologies that'll capture the CO2 and distribute it properly so it won't damage the environment. Which sounds all right at first, but the problem came in this question was, well, these groups probably won't do it if they have to pay for it. How would you feel about subsidizing corporations in China and India in order for them to have more eco-friendly technologies?
Wow. And what was the response of the group you were with?
There was this one woman I could not even, she was so blatantly socialist. Well, I even tried to talk to her, that voted for it, and she didn't I tried to explain to her what the problem was with that very question. See, luckily, she was the only woman I could find actually voting that way. I could only find one person who actually voted like that.
You say you were watching a video, so did they show the results somewhere as far
as... Yeah, the entire video is meant to slant that if you didn't vote yes on that question, then you're a bad person, you hate the environment, and...
Sure.
The entire world's going to end because of you.
Yeah.
But
wow. And where was this that you were at?
This was at the Harvard Museum of Natural History.
So then you got into it with this old socialist.
Yeah.
What happened there?
I eventually just had to leave. It was just banging your head against a brick wall.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can do. I mean, there's some people that are so indoctrinated in their belief system that once you determine that you're dealing with a person like that, it's just best for you to just say, thanks, have a great day. I'll go find someone to talk to that actually has a chance of being of listening.
I think it's a great idea for a private or charity to come up with, you know, to say, would contribute here and we'll help the industrial revolution in China or whatever
it is
that they're doing.
Sure. Yeah, do it on a voluntary basis. Stephen, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Really, when you're in a conversation with somebody that is just in so deep that it is just not going to happen to where, I mean, there's just
I love
1% chance that they're ever going to turn around. Don't waste your time with it. There's other prospects out there for liberty, people that are, you know, much less indoctrinated. The people that don't even know who the vice president is, those are the ones you want to talk to. The ones that aren't indoctrinated.
I love the people. I love using the violence aspect on those people.
The indoctrinated ones?
The indoctrinated ones. When I get into conversation with them, and it seems like I do often enough, I love to bring it back to, that's so violent. It's so...
Good point.
So violent.
They don't like violence.
No, they hate violence. Because these sort of, you know, the sort of people that would want that, generally very liberal folks.
Right. Anti-gun, and that sort of thing.
And they don't like the idea of violence. But in fact, you know, I explain, you know, that the people that want this, I never put it in a scenario. I just say the people that want this are just you know, they're using the guns of government to get what they want. They're forcing me at the point of a gun to do that.
That's not right, is it?
I think it's a great program you're talking about. I love it. But I think that it should be in the form of a charity where I can voluntarily give as much or as little as I want to, and, you know, at what time frame I want to give it, as opposed to, you know, forcing people to do it at the point of a gun.
Good point.
And usually what they say is, well, you know, it's not at the point of a gun because people pay their taxes. And I'm like, well, what if you don't want to? And then I go on from there. If you don't want to, then they're going to come and they're going to make you pay. And if you don't pay when they say, pay up, well, then you're going to go to jail. And if you say, I'm not going to jail for not giving you money, that's robbery. You're trying to rob me. I'm going to get my gun and I'm going to defend myself. Well, then they're going to shoot me.
Yep.
That's violence. The one's kidnapping, the other's murder.
Only the biggest lovers of democracy, only the biggest defenders of this system will stand firm when you come to them and say, for instance, if you're talking to this so-called socialist, if you're talking to this person and they're, say, an anti-war individual, they don't agree with the Iraq war, you can say, well, you don't agree with the war, do you? Oh, no, no, this is horrible, horrible. Well, why should you be paying? Why should you be paying for it? Well, I don't want to pay for it. This is horrible.
Essentially, what's going on in the war is America, our government, wanted the people of Iraq to do something specific, and they didn't do it. So now they're going in with guns, and they're killing people. That's what governments do.
Right, and you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for something that you don't support. Well, why do you continue paying for it? Well, I don't know. Well, now, a defender of the system will say, well, because this is democracy and 50% of the people have voted, and that makes it okay, and I'll keep paying until my people can get in charge, and then we'll do things the right way.
Well,
there are those people that are just such lovers of the system that they won't be persuaded by that.
Somebody who would want to give money to help the industries in China so that they polluted less, that person would be so left fringe that they would, they would be in all likelihood not for the system, especially
perhaps so
against a regime like the one we have currently.
But some of them love, some of them lust for the power. They lust for the idea that their people will once again, yes, the administration is not of our liking today, but once again we will rise to the top, and then we will lead this nation in the right direction.
They're the one arming the baby. You know, they're the one putting the gun in the hands of the toddler, and all the toddler does is walk around and do what you tell it to do, and it points the gun at whomever, it wants what it wants, and it's going to get it. I mean, these are the same little kids that stamp their little feet and cry and yell no. You put the gun in their hand, and, well, there you go. Now you've armed the baby.
So we were talking about the so-called trouble with liberals, and again, we don't really subscribe to liberal, conservative, or any of that stuff, but I kind of wanted to just pontificate about the trouble with conservatives, since we spent several segments on the trouble with liberals. What are some of the troubles with conservatives?
Well, conservatives believe that they can force their morality down people's throats.
Right. They may have a very clearly defined morality. It's just that they believe that theirs is the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else should also live their lives by that same set of moral principles. And not only do they believe that everyone should live their lives with the same set of moral principles, they want to force them to live their lives by that same set of moral principles, which, of course, violates that exact set of moral principles, but they don't realize that. They've got a total disconnect there. And the other one is economics as well. There are some conservatives that understand that the minimum wage is a bad thing. There are some conservatives that they have a grasp on some economic issues that liberals don't have a grasp on. But then on the other side of that, for instance, when it comes to, say immigration?
How about the military?
The military,
I mean,
good
the,
one.
The military is Republican welfare.
Yeah.
They just think everything can be solved with the military. Let's grow that baby. Now, I'm not against a large military, but I'm against it occupying 130 out of 190 UN member states.
Right, that's because you used to be a conservative and you've yet to let go of all of your the things that you love to hold on
to. Well,
I
don't know that I'm ever going to go any farther than I have, and I'm not sure that one is farther down the line than the other. And if that line, if there is a path that you and I are following, you've gone into the insane realm.
1-800-259-9231. Yep, I'm a wackaloon. 800-259-9231. You can call in and bring up whatever you want. That is the toll-free number. We will continue exploring what's the problem with conservatives. Since we've explored the liberals, we'll explore the conservatives, and specifically we'll talk about the Minutemen. You know those guys down on the border? There's news about them.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Show a white flag and surrender to foe. Wave a racing green and everything's go. Throw refs yellow and it's no, no, no. But I'll give you the what's up of a red flag when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Not since waving one in front of bulls has a red flag signal such a stampede. If you call 2 miles per hour a stampede, that's the speed limit enacted by the Red Flag Act of 1865 for early automobiles, which were steam-driven and aptly called road locomotives. The law also required all road locomotives to have 3 attendants, one to steer, one to stoke, and one to walk ahead, waving a red flag to warn townfolk of the oncoming traffic. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition of the show. You, as always, can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website, on the house. Updates. In fact, you'll want to get signed up if you want to keep in the loop. If you want to know what's going on with the show, the latest, the freshest news about Free Talk Live, the updates list would be the place you want to go. And go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
That's right. We're going to the phones to Mike in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Mark, do you think that Thomas Jefferson was insane or entering the realm of insanity? Because he said that the Bill of Rights should be sure to protect us from a permanent government military. And Elbridge Gerry said that standing armies were the bane of liberty. They thought that only a militia of the people was appropriate for defense.
Who's Elbridge Gerry? I'm not familiar with that name.
Elbridge Gerry was from Massachusetts. He was one of the three delegates to the Constitutional Convention that refused to sign it partly because it didn't protect the people from a standing government military.
Well, I wasn't saying that Ian was insane for his particular belief on a standing army. I'm sort of the opinion we shouldn't have a standing army either. Well, I'm sorry.
You said that once you get into the realm of abolishing the standing army and relying purely on a militia for defense, that was entering the realm of insanity, unless I misunderstood you.
You did misunderstand me. I didn't say the word militia at all. Hasn't come out of my mouth in the last hour.
But you said that.
Right,
I
understand where you're coming from. What I was saying was I was talking about Ian's general political beliefs of no government whatever. And I believe that Ian is insane for believing that we can go without any government at all. I'm willing to get to a small government, and then we can try different forays into no government at all in different areas, like we can do without a police force and see how private police work and those kind of things. I am against a standing army on principle. I'm not against it hugely. I'm just against it because, well, the Constitution says no standing army. Essentially, it says that the army
right.
should only.
So you're against it because some guys wrote it down a long time ago.
Those are the rules.
And if they've written differently, you'd be for it.
If we're going to play baseball, then let's play baseball.
Right.
But the Constitution or the
it's
rules.
Okay. It's okay to not have principles, Mark.
I got principles.
Don't.
I go by the rules. Those are the rules we wrote down. That's it.
What about the spirit logic that they were thinking back when they wrote those rules? They thought that was the most oppressive source of government control, was giving guns to the government. They wanted to keep guns in the hands of the people and out of the hands of the government. The Second Amendment is really a gun control prohibition against the government. What about that whole sentiment?
I understand where you're coming from, and some felt that way and some didn't. I mean, that's why there was that's why there's a schism on the whole area. And
not back then. It's in every state constitution, prohibitions against standing armies, and it's that they allow for 2-year temporary armies in the federal, which but just the idea that the government wasn't to be trusted with two things: guns, also the right to put somebody in jail. That the people retain that right, the right of the people through the jury system to have the last veto before someone gets put into jail.
And
that
that's of course out the window now with judges handing out sentences with non-jury trials, that sort of thing.
Well, they averted that very quickly also. But back 200 years ago, those were principles that were pretty much agreed upon by
Mark, you have to understand the way Mark thinks. Mark doesn't agree with principles per se. He sort of gets it. You know, he understands the principle, but he's not really for it. He just bases his life and his political beliefs based on what was written down a few hundred years ago, because for some reason the men that wrote the Constitution are gods to Mark, and therefore it's like the Constitution is like your Bible. It's kind of like the basis of your belief system. If it says it in the Constitution, Mark's for it. So if the Constitution had a specification that, men should be molested at age 7, Mark would be for that, too. There's no logic involved. He just simply takes it at face value. That makes sense?
I understand
where you're coming from in the military, and I'm willing to concede the point that you're talking about. I think that there should be no standing army simply because it says it there.
Okay, but you did say in the last segment that
I don't
were
have
all
anything
for a big military.
I said the quote is, I don't have anything against a big military.
Right.
I have, and that's not my problem. My problem with the military isn't its existence. My problem with the military is we have this hegemony that is just world expansive in 131 or 132 UN member states.
I agree, that's a problem, but it doesn't matter to you that if the military was brought home, you'd be happy. So the fact that we're spending billions of stolen dollars on it.
We would find that it was useless, though. Do you understand what I'm saying? We would find that the military was useless when we had it at home because we don't get attacked.
But we wouldn't find that. The people out there that love the military would not all of a sudden decide the military was useless. They would still...
I dread the military being brought back here because then they're going to just work all of their mischief on us here. And that they want to line the borders. They want to do house to house searches for drugs and immigrants. And those conservatives want to put the military to work that way.
There you go.
So bringing them home. I want to make one more point, which is that the military, the government military, has been the biggest, the oldest welfare program of all. And the conservatives, right from the beginning, have always been the biggest welfare queens. All of the liberal welfare that's come about afterwards is just what they give the liberals in exchange for letting them to continue.
Yeah, good point. It does pale in comparison. It does pale in comparison to the amount of money being spent on the military. Thanks for the call, Mike. Great one. 800-259-9231, which is this love affair that so-called conservatives have with the military, I think is one of their problems. They love the military. Why don't they love the idea of a militia? I mean, if the conservatives that are out there, for all their talk about loving the Constitution, why is it that they don't love what the Constitution specifies and instead love an enforcement arm of the state?
Not enough uniformity in a militia is really the problem.
It's the uniforms. That's what does it, huh?
It is. Now, if you think about who's the nationalists out of the liberals and the conservatives?
Well, the conservatives.
Okay. And you can see that the nationalist sort of people love red, white, and blue. Things are very uniform in the world of, things that are nationalist. Mm-hmm. The stuff, the trappings of nationalism is very uniform kind of thing. And the military, with its pomp and circumstance as far as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and duty and all that stuff, those things really speak to a conservative. They do to me.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I just completely disagree with not having a standing army.
Okay.
I think that the best way for a nation to protect its liberty is to have a standing army.
But wait a minute. Wait. Let's talk about the funding of the standing army, because if you're going to steal my liberty to pay for your standing army, I've got a problem. Let's explore this in a moment. So hang on, Dave. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. If you want to have a standing army and you can figure out a way to fund it on a voluntary basis and it's going to be kept on your private property, I don't have a problem with it. But it's when you want to force me to pay for it that I'm going to have an objection. We'll explore that with Dave here in moments. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Cal-Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural. They're triple concentrated. They're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version awaits you on our website for free at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the trouble with conservatives and the trouble with liberals, and really the trouble is about the same between the two of them. The way I see it, Mark, is that it seems that between so-called liberals and so-called conservatives, they both envision government as the tool to bring about their perfect world. Their government, in their mind, is what will bring about their perfect ideal society. For a liberal, their ideal society is where everyone has what they want. Everyone has what they need to sustain life, whether it be health care or a job and money, good money coming in. That's what they want for everyone. So government, to them, is the tool that will allow them to redistribute wealth in the way that will make it all work. For a conservative, government is the tool to allow them to achieve the moral society that they believe they should live in. It's a tool to mold others, a tool to influence others, to be moral in the way that I am moral, to adopt my moral system because my moral system is right. And unfortunately, both of these groups of people are dead wrong, because when you use government to try to get your way, all you're going to get are unintended consequences. And that's not a rule of government. It's a rule of force. It's a rule of using force on people, because when I try to force someone to do something, I'm either going to encounter resistance or active opposition, or maybe in some cases dodging and trying to avoid the force as much as possible. Force results in unintended consequences. Unfortunately, these people seem to have a serious problem learning these things, and Everybody trashes liberals for being welfare statists, but really conservatives are welfare statists too.
It's true.
Just for the military. So let's explore that with Dave in Connecticut. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and you are going to explain why it is you think a standing military is a good idea.
Dave, well, when you're in a world where every single country has a standing military,
mm-hmm. Nope, not really Costa Rica. Sorry.
All right. Well,
many of them don't. How about Japan, for instance? They don't have to because, well, we provide it for them. I think they may have something like a citizens' brigade kind of thing. Or
okay. So go ahead, though.
When you're the United States and you go out and you make statements, you try to impose your policy on other people. At this point, you do need a standing military because you've pissed off a lot of people.
Well, yeah. After you, when you're taking over the world, you absolutely have to have a standing military. But I don't want to take over the world, Dave.
No, and in a libertarian society, that wouldn't be a big deal. Mm-hmm. You back down from those positions. But in the meantime, and for a very long time, we are going to need a standing military.
Now, who's going to pay for it?
Hold on. Before you go that any far, before Ian gets on you with the property is, or excuse me, taxes are a theft standpoint, I would like to talk about the America is blessed standpoint. Who is going to invade us, and how are they going to do it?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say we're going to be invaded.
Then why do we need a military?
What do you need an army for? Because that's all it's for.
Well, we don't have just an army. We have an Air Force and we have
okay.
an Navy.
Why do we need all of those
which
things?
Which protect us from rogue states like North Korea, which have designs on missiles that can reach us from wherever they are.
You know, you're right. You caught me making a slip in what I've said. And I support a standing Navy, and I support a standing Air Force because an Air Force is the modern version sort of a Navy, you know, ships that fly through the sky rather than through the water. And that's what the Constitution says. I don't support a standing army. And you caught me, and, I'm sorry.
All right.
Dave? Okay, so in regards to the Army and the Navy and all that, how are you going to pay for it, Dave?
Well, it's unfortunate, but I think that, you know, a government should not have very many responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
and it should not be forcing people to pay for all kinds of programs. But people do need to realize that they will have to pay something. To support
right, or else, right?
To protect their rights.
So essentially, you're going to explain to me why it is that wealth redistribution is okay when it comes to the military. Please go ahead.
Well, you have to look at the cost and the reward of the situation and how much liberty you're losing and how much liberty you're gaining.
I don't want to give up any liberty.
Well, then you might lose all of it.
Oh, I'll take that risk.
All right.
What's
going
to happen now? What's next?
Who's
going to make me lose that liberty? If I might lose all of it, if I refuse to pay your, if you come to me and demand money for your military and I refuse to pay it, what are the chances I'm going to lose my liberty?
Well,
pretty darn good, right, Dave?
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah, because you and your gang of government thugs are going to kill me.
Dave, this is what it's like for me every single night.
How is that protecting me? How is that protecting my liberties? You're threatening me because I don't want to pay for your program. See, you think the military is the most wonderful government program. You think, and I'm sure you could come up with some things that you
disagree
with.
I would withhold from you benefits that would come from having a military. I wouldn't throw you in jail.
I don't believe in your benefits. I don't want your benefits. I'm not buying your product. And you're not trying to sell a product. You're trying to steal my money, Dave. You're not trying to voluntarily fund the military. It's coercively funded, and that's my problem. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
So what makes coercion okay? The fact that the military is wonderful and we should have it?
No. The military is a necessary evil.
Oh. According to Dave, at least. According to those who are in charge, it's necessary, so therefore we must rob every single American at gunpoint in order to take money from them to support the military that's going to prevent them from being robbed by other countries at gunpoint. Is that right?
Well, that makes pretty good sense to me.
Yo, Dave, the best tact to take here with him, I found over time, is the incremental tact. You say that, you can't have what it is that you want, Ian. You can't have total anarcho-capitalism overnight.
Free market.
Whatever it is. You can't have it. It's not going to happen. You know, nobody's going to wave their magic wand and mm-hmm. make it appear. So that you're going to have to get there either through A, bloody revolution where somebody in all likelihood will take power again, or B, you could have it through incremental steps towards liberty. And what I'm proposing to you, Ian, is an incremental step towards liberty that I don't see the freedom beyond. Now, I'm willing to go there with you, and I'm willing to look at this mm-hmm. freedom beyond, but I'd like to get there. Do you support me in that, Ian? And that's the tack that I found that's best with his, well, when he goes on one of these crazy tirades.
I agree with incremental steps, and there's nothing crazy about advocating voluntary funding. And I agree with incrementalism. In my case, I think an incremental step, a nice incremental step towards more freedom and less government, would be that everybody that disagrees with what the government is doing, stop paying taxes. That's a nice little incremental step.
I think
you'd end up with the Articles of Confederation, where the government would collapse, the states would be dealing with other countries independently, and you may as well just become the states of America instead of the United States.
I'm all for it. Dave, we agree. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
That's what I was advocating last night. Let's get rid of this federal government. What use is it? All it does is plunder and steal money from people. In order to fund its wonderful favorite program,
I think it should be there to administrate the military and to make sure that the states respect the Bill of Rights.
We've been over all that. All right, let's talk about the Minutemen, because
you know that there's like 10 times as many people that listen to this show that agree with me that agree with you.
That's in your fantasy. You have no evidence.
That's why I'm making these points.
You have no evidence.
Let's go to the BBS and look at the six types of libertarians, and we'll just see how many minarchists and limited government libertarians there are in there compared to...
Unscientific poll. Unscientific. 1-800-259-9231. The fact is, my position is the only one that's consistent. My position is voluntary funding is the only humane way for you to have your little pet programs.
You get consistency. Definitely. You have consistency.
But you called me insane tonight.
You have consistency and principle, but you have something that I don't believe is going to work.
Consistency and principle?
I don't believe that entire liberty
is going to work. You know what? All we need to do is re-educate the population of America, because they've been dumbed down and brainwashed.
You sound like a socialist now.
They've been dumbed down and brainwashed by the socialists, by the government education system, to believe the things that you believe, Mark. And it's only taken me a few years of on my own coming across the information to realize this. I started like
you. And being off your meds.
Believe it or not, Mark, I never was on meds in the first place. Believe it or not, I used to actually be for some immigration controls. Shocker, huh?
Really? When
I came into this movement, I took the world's smallest political quiz, and one of the questions on there at the time was, there should be open borders. And I said no to that.
I got a 90-100, and my 10 points is lost on the national ID card. I'm a maybe.
Minutemen not watching over their funds. Yeah, they're good at watching the border, but watching their bank account, not so hot. We'll share the details with you coming up.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carry or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. That's 800-430-7568.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call if you make it. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find all kinds of stuff, and you'll also find that it's for free, including archives, Strand of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. We give it all away. Now, in return, we do ask that you become a voluntary supporter of the show. And I mean, when I say voluntary supporter, I mean monetary supporter. We've got a program called AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. In fact, over 255 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. So if you like the show, and you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, you want more internet listeners around the world to discover the program, the AMP program is a way to do it. For $3 a month, we take the money in and we turn it back around into promotion for Free Talk Live, advertisements in industry publications for the radio, the talk radio industry, advertisements online for the online version of the show, and it's working. In fact, the advertisements are drawing more people to Free Talk Live, which in turn is drawing more people to AMP, which in turn is drawing more people. It's just a nice little growth, a circular growth sort of a thing. So if you want to help that out, go to amp.freetalklive.com, because you do get perks. You get access to the classic archives, amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Keith in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Keith.
Live Free Talk.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, that's funny.
I have a story for you that I thought you might be interested in. It's out of the Chinese community in Philadelphia.
Okay.
My wife is Chinese.
Ah.
This is anecdotal, so... I guess I'd preface my comments with the statement that I have a slightly different view than you guys probably do on immigration. I see borders as being analogous to a cell membrane. To be healthy, it has to let good things in, but keep, undesirable things out. So.
Okay, let's have the story.
Okay, the story. My wife's Chinese. She spent time with a person, a friend of hers that's also Chinese.
Now, Keith, before you go on, is your wife entirely Chinese, or is she...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she is 100%.
Okay.
She spent time with a friend who's also Chinese. They were talking about what's going on in Philadelphia now that there's a crackdown on illegal immigrants. So her friend said that there's a spate of suicides happening in Chinatown in Philadelphia, even whole families committing suicide. So,
wow.
And that's hearsay. Now, why would they do that?
Yeah.
That's what I asked. The reason is they've spent maybe $60,000 a person. They paid a coyote or whatever they would call them.
Right.
To get here. And that's an outstanding debt. And if they're sent back to China, it would take several lifetimes to pay that off.
Oh, my.
And they would, they'd still be accessible by the thugs that they owe the money to. So
right.
It's pretty much, they consider it a death sentence. And I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Wow. Now, couldn't they conceivably run away, and like, you know, if they were taken back to China for whatever reason, and couldn't they just run away and disappear? I mean, there's a billion plus people. Couldn't you go from Manchuria to, I'm not sure I know another Chinese province.
Yeah, you would think. I guess I would think that too, being an American, because we're so used to being able to freely move from state to state. But in China, you have to get permission to move anywhere. So you're pretty much assigned where you live.
Right. And if you just show up, what you're saying is if you just show up, you decide to leave where you were normally living and just show up in another province, in another, farm somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, people are going to wonder what's going on.
And you won't be able to get a job, you know, because they're assigned to you. So I just thought you guys would find it interesting.
That is very interesting. Thank you for the story. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. The idea that being extracted from the country is so frightening because the Chinese mafia is going to kill them. If they can't pay back the cost that they agreed to pay to bring them to America, why bother? Why bother trying to live life at that point?
Well, wow. I don't understand suicide, and I still don't understand this, but it's scary.
I don't know if I would take my life before. I mean, if I believed in this in the way that they did, I don't know if I would just take my life because there's a crackdown going on. I might just, you know, maybe carry a gun around in case they crack down on me, and then take a few of them out, and then take myself out or something.
Are you talking about the crackdown of the ICE?
Holy crap! Well, that's what he wasn't that what he was saying? Was that since there are immigration crackdowns going on?
Yes.
Some of these people are getting really freaked out and killing themselves.
Well, they're killing. Well, I don't know.
I thought
they had been picked up in these sweeps or something.
Well, how would they kill themselves then?
Well, they would be.
I suppose they could strangle themselves and
getting ready to be deported.
Okay, maybe so. Well, anyway, continuing the immigration discussion here, according to the Washington Times, a growing number of Minutemen Civil Defense Corps leaders and volunteers are questioning the whereabouts of hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of dollars of donations collected in the last 15 months. You've heard of these guys. These are the guys that hang around on the border of America and get dressed up in camouflage and carry binoculars and stuff, and they think they're doing something. Many of the group's most active members say they have no idea how much money's been collected as part of its effort to stop illegal entry, primarily along the U.S.-Mexican border, what it has been spent on, or why it's been funneled through a Virginia-based charity headed by conservative Alan Keyes. Several of the group's top lieutenants have either quit or are threatening to do so, saying requests to Minutemen President Chris Simcox for financial accounting have been ignored. Other Minutemen members send their money promised for food, fuel, radios, computers, tents, night vision scopes, binoculars, protopotties, and other necessary equipment, and supplies never reached volunteers who have manned observation posts to spot the so-called illegal border crossers. The former National Director of Operations, Gary Cole, was chief liaison to the National Press Corps during April 2005. He was one of the first to raise questions about the Minutemen finances. He personally collected tens of thousands of dollars in donations during the 30-day border vigil back in April of 2005. But despite numerous requests, many of them directly to Mr. Simcox, again, Simcox being the head of the entire organization, despite numerous requests, he was never told how much money had been collected or where it went. So it's just gone. Poof. There goes all your money. What are you going to do about the immigrants now? Simcox has all your money now, and the immigrants are still coming over the border. Good job, guys. Well, now, okay, I'm not being fair. This can happen with any sort of charitable organization. And it's unfortunate when it does. If this is indeed what is happening, I mean, we're presuming here, this is hearsay at this point. But this is the nice thing about charities. If you don't like the way they're behaving, you can resign. You can publicly out them. You can talk trash about them and let people know that they're dishonest or that Mr. Chris Simcox might be a scam artist. So this is a good, you know, this is okay. I mean, it's bad that he stole your money, but anyway. Cole said, this movement is much too important to be lost over a question of finances. We can't demand that the government be held accountable for failing to control the border if we can't hold ourselves accountable for the people's money. It's as simple as that. Cole said he was removed by Simcox as national director after the April 2005 border campaign for, quote, asking too many questions about the money.
Oh, really?
He returned in October and again in April of this year to help locate and man observation posts. Quote, I didn't want the thing to fail because it's much too important, so I came back to help out. But that doesn't mean my concern went away. Why didn't you start your own organization? Compete. Have two Minutemen organizations. Simcox, in an interview last week with The Times, estimated that about $1.6 million in donations have been collected, all of it handled through Herndon-based Declaration Alliance, founded by Alan Keyes. Said the donations solicited on the group's website during cross-country appearances included $1 million directly to the Minutemen Project and $600,000 for a fence on the U.S.-Mexican border. Simcox's numbers could not be independently verified, including claims in a 4,000-word statement included after the interview that he spent $160,000 on our last 2-month-long border watch operations. The Minuteman organization has not made any financial statements or fundraising records public since its April 2005 creation. So, this organization has been in existence for over a year, just gobbling up the funds of those conservatives that want to protect the borders.
Yep, and people hate the Mexicans so much that they're just willing to give their money off here without any kind of accountability, whatever.
You just got scammed. How about that? 1-800-259-9231.
Doesn't AMP go ahead and put up all kinds of information about what it is that we spend the money on?
Yep.
Yep. Huh. Funny. Accountability. We did that right from the beginning.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. In fact, and as we continue to expand, when we started AMP, it was only to purchase advertising, but then we realized that we also needed to buy some radio stations, some equipment, so I added that to the list of things that we were doing. So it's not like we're doing a bunch of things behind the scenes that, you know, it's not being revealed. As soon as new solutions come up that we need to use, I put it up there. So, like, the conventions that we went to this year, that's
my thing. I think those were hugely important to us.
Oh, they were. They really were. Meeting the viewers.
And you know, I don't like to, you know, sleep in a strange bed, and I'm crotchety. I'm like an 80-year-old man.
Trapper. And I don't like to sleep with you.
Well, we haven't actually slept in
that's
the same
bed. That's true. We didn't have separate beds.
We didn't. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you had your cigar, and you went off to nighty-night, and I slept in my own bed. All right, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night for our live Saturday show. So be sure you join us then, and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. This is your show. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you a...